My story today is about Joey, a boy who said, "I'm not afraid of the devil." He was a born leader, and oftentimes he liked to impress the other young boys that he played around with. So one day he said to them, "I'm not afraid of the devil, and I'm not afraid of hell either. In fact, I'm not too sure there is one," he said. Joey's parents were Christians, and they were deeply grieved when they heard about Joey and what he had said. But one night not long after, Joey was out after making his proud boast. Joey was out looking for some stray cows. And it was during a thunderstorm, and where should he find them but in an old cemetery behind the church? And it was hard to round up the cows in a dark place like that. He didn't know the cows from the tombstone. And he was sort of glad when it lightened once in a while so he could see where the cows were. But there was one cow, she was more contrary than the others, and she took off in another direction, and Joe swore as he had to run and chase her to head her off. And suddenly it happened. He felt like the ground just disappeared under his feet. And he was launched in midair, and he started to go down, and he thought, and a terrible horror gripped a hold of him. He thought, "I'm falling right down into hell." He remembered he'd just swore before that, and the proud boast that he'd made to the other boys. He felt that God was opening the mouth of hell, and he was going down into the bottomless pit. It all happened so quickly, but soon his feet struck bottom, and the fear of Satan being there added to it. But then he started to scramble out of the hole as fast as he got into it. The next day he learned that it was a freshly dug grave that he'd fallen into. But it was a sobering experience, and it woke Joey up, and it really troubled him. And he was afraid of the devil, and he really did believe in a hell, but he wasn't willing to go there. So he said, "I'm going to trust in my mother's Savior, and I'm going to be saved, because I don't want to die and go to hell." How happy his mother and father were when he told them that he had trusted the Lord Jesus and that he was now saved. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, but trust him as your Savior and be saved like Joey, the boy who once said he was not afraid of the devil. Be sure to listen again tomorrow. Thank you very much for calling.